Dear friends in Christ, the Feast of the Epiphany, which means in Greek manifestation or revelation, is one of the most ancient and beautiful feasts in our calendar. In some times and places in the history of the Church, particularly in some of the Eastern churches in the early centuries, this day, usually celebrated on 6th of January, was the main feast of Jesus' birth. And the emphasis that we have in our modern celebration of the Feast of the Epiphany, we could say it's like showing first the reason why God has become man. At Christmas, we celebrate the wonderful fact of the Incarnation. As we come now towards the end of the Christmas season, the Church invites us to reflect, meditating about the Magi, about the reason for this great miracle. And of course, that reason has been summed up in the psalm that we had this morning. All the nations of earth will adore him. Most important thing about these wise men who came to worship Jesus is that they were not members of God's chosen people of Israel. They were not Jewish people, like nearly all of the other people in the New Testament that we hear about. They were foreigners, what were called Gentiles, right? Non-Jewish people. And God had revealed to them something wonderful happening. And so the Church has always seen in the three Magi a representation, a symbolic presentation of all the other nations. They represented all the other nations of the world, like you and me. I don't think any of us here have Jewish ancestry, or very few, if any. We're all identified with what the wise men, the Magi, symbolize. We're all part of the other nations of the earth who've learned about the Savior's birth. So they came on a very special journey, traveling from afar. First of all, it was a long journey in the ordinary physical sense of that word. They probably came from what today is Iran, which is probably the best part of 1,000 miles away from the Holy Land, way in the east. But it was also, of course, and more importantly, a journey of a spiritual kind. And all of us in our life are on a journey, physical journeys, but more importantly, also spiritual journeys. But you know, not all of our spiritual journeys are wise ones or ones that really help us. There are some people, for instance, whose spiritual journey is kind of wandering. They don't know where they're going or where they come from. There's something in them that is looking for something better, something that's permanent and satisfying. But they dabble in different philosophies and they try out different religions or maybe lapse into no religion. Their journey is just sort of wandering from one place to the other without ever coming to rest. That's not the kind of journey that we want to take, just being wanderers. Another kind of spiritual journey, we could say, is only a short journey. We could compare it to spiritual shopping. You go down to the supermarket, that's your journey. And what's a spiritual shopping trip? That's the people who go to the church and they think, well, just like in the supermarket, you go down the aisles and you pick what you want from the shelves and you leave what you don't want. It's kind of serve yourself religion. And unfortunately, sometimes you talk of cafeteria Catholics, right? Catholics who say, well, you know, I go along to the church. I'm a Catholic, but I agree with some things the church teaches, with not with others. I just kind of pick what I like and I agree with. I believe in heaven. Well, yeah, that's wonderful, afterlife. But hell, oh, that's negative. I don't believe in that. Do-it-yourself religion. It's not very mature. It's not very reasonable because, after all, it's the same Jesus Christ who teaches us that there is a heaven and he wants everyone to go there, but there's also a hell. And depending on how we live, depending on how we correspond with the graces that God gives us, that's going to determine where we are. We can't pick and choose. The Catholic Church gives us the fullness of God's revelation. And to be faithful, we have to accept all of that. All of the church, what the church proclaims is divinely revealed truth. That's our faith, and we are faithful to that throughout our earthly journey. Then there's also another kind of spiritual journey that's not really very helpful to us. We might call that a journey of spiritual tourism. What would spiritual tourism be? Tourists, they visit different places because they're attractive and interesting and special, but they don't put down any roots there. They don't live there. They just go to visit and then off they go away again. Unfortunately, there's a lot of Catholics like that who are spiritual tourists. They come to church just occasionally when there's something special, like for Christmas or maybe Easter, and if there's a wedding or a baptism or something special, they'll come along and visit the church just like just tourists for something special, interesting, but they don't have any roots there. They don't make the church the center of their spiritual life. So our journey should not be like that. So if we shouldn't have spiritual journeys that are spiritual wandering or spiritual shopping trips or spiritual tourism, what kind of journey should we have? The example of the three wise men that we celebrate today, I think, shows us that the kind of journey that God wants us to make should be seen above all as a pilgrimage. The three magi were pilgrims. What is a pilgrimage? It's a journey that has a very clear destination, and it's a journey towards God. It's a spiritual journey to the true home that all of us need to find. The three wise men came to worship the divine child. They'd been shown in a star that this little baby was born to be a great king. More than just an earthly king, a divine king, the Lord of heaven and earth, making himself little and humble because he loved us so much, wanted to share with us, just like all of us were little babies. God himself became a little baby. So the wise men, guided by that star, made their pilgrimage, their spiritual trip to find God. And that's really the kind of journey that all of us need to make. Our whole life is a pilgrimage. The scriptures say that here on earth we don't have our true and lasting home. God has placed us here to go on a trip through life. We pass through bad times and good times, difficult times and prosperous times. But in every step of the way, God is with us. And what he wants us to do is trust him, to keep before our eyes that goal, that wonderful promise of eternal life that he holds out to us, provided we just walk humbly with him day by day through our lives. So the wise men were guided by that famous, mysterious star, that bright light shining in the heavens. Dear brothers and sisters, we should think of Jesus himself as our star, that we are journeying through life with our eyes fixed on our Lord and Savior, guided also and helped by his Blessed Mother Mary, who brought him to us, so that in our pilgrimage through this earth, we will constantly be guided by that star, the star that illumines our minds with the light of faith, and enkindles in our hearts the fire of charity, of true love. Let's pray to the Lord today as we celebrate with joy the visit of the three kings. Let's pray that we too can become like them, pilgrims guided by the star that leads us to the divine child, source and fountain of eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.